Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here with a Victory Tuesday edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns had a 24-10 win yesterday, but that score doesn't tell the whole story as it was a historic day for the Browns on both sides of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, the Browns recorded 9 sacks. That's the second most in franchise history since sacks became an official stat in the NFL since in 1982. 11 sacks is the franchise record, but the 9 sacks yesterday represented the most the Browns have had since 1993. That's 22 years ago. On the offensive side of the ball, it was historic as well. The Browns rushing for 230 yards. That was the most the Browns had rushed for since back in November the 7th of 2010. So over 5 years on that one. Isaiah Crowell's 20 carries, 145 yards, both career highs. The 145 yards, also the most by a Browns running back since the team ran for that big day back in November 7th of 2010. Peyton Hillis going for over 180 yards on that day. Not only was it Crow's career high, it was also Duke Johnson's career high as he rushed for 78 yards. In fact, what's more amazing is the Browns hadn't had anybody rush for 75 yards in a game before Sunday against the 49ers. Both backs did it in that one as the Browns won. Gary Barnes now has 8 receiving touchdowns on the season. He trails Ozzie Newsome for the team tight end record by 1, who has 9. He's got 3 games to get that record. Also noteworthy, Nate Orchard. Welcome to the sack party, Mon Frere. His first 2 sacks of his NFL career. Guy who had 18 and a half last year in college. He's got 2 now on the season as a part of that sack party for the Browns. So a lot of fun in that game, and it sure was good to see the Browns come out on top. And it also turned out to be something fairly significant on the sack front and on the rushing yard front for the Cleveland Browns. Now keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.